Another person that has joined us is a gentleman called Mike Brown, who has had a contribution into the book. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, hi.
And thank you for talking to Harrogate Hospital Radio this really fabulous evening, the launch of this book as well. Tell us the piece that you've actually had published in the book.
Okay, it's actually a painting. It's not a poem, it's a painting, an oil painting of a portrait. A portrait of...
Can we have a quick look? Where is that in the book?
Here it is, it's a few pages in.
Wow, that is not a painting. It's a photograph.
No, it's a painting based on a photograph.
You have to buy this book to actually appreciate how good that picture is. It is incredible, Mike. It really, really is. What inspired you to paint that picture?
Well, it is an interesting background. The idea of it is not mine. The idea came from an artist who is a portrait artist in the south, I think, somewhere. Under COVID, he obviously wasn't doing much work, and so he actually suggested that artists around the country, if they wanted to, they offered to do a free portrait for workers in the NHS.
Okay.
Almost as a thank you.
Yeah.
So you put out an advert on Facebook or Instagram, and to see what happened. And I came to it quite late, really. But as soon as you put something out, you get a reply. And
yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, because sometimes people came back asking for a portrait for themselves, of themselves, and other times it was somebody who wanted a portrait of maybe a friend or family or a member of a team.
Sure.
So I ended up painting sort of half a dozen or so, and they ranged from people who were care workers, trainee care worker, about an 18-year-old girl, going right the way through the whole gamut of frontline nurses through to surgeons. So they would send me a photograph, or a few photographs. I'd select what I thought was appropriate, particularly with a view to as a memory of the period.
Sure.
And so this particular one is, you can see the girl. It's almost like a war zone.
Sure.
A helmet and a visor and her mask, which he's had to work in, and I thought, yeah, that just epitomised.
Captures the essence of exactly what it's about.
Exactly right.
So, and it really does, I have to say. That picture is very poignant when you look at it, having, you know, been volunteering at the hospital myself, so I know what it's like, having to wear a mask day in, day out, and these people do this every single day as well. But you have absolutely captured that image. Incredible.
That's kind of you to say those. Thank you. I mean, it's been a real pleasure to do it. And also, sometimes the aftermath of this has been great, because the young girl that I mentioned, a girl called Beth, she emailed me to say how excited she was. And in fact, the person who organised that, which is, again, it's a lovely little anecdote, the manager of her unit was getting portraits done for all of the members of staff. So that went through, again, from the, as it were, from the lowliest to the highest.
And that's incredible.
Every one of them was part of the team. Everybody was important. And so one of her team videoed Beth, as her name was, receiving her portrait.
Wow.
And it was just wonderful, because she actually did a little dance and she was so, so excited. So that was lovely. And the other one that I remember very clearly was of the surgeon that I did a portrait of her as a surprise. Her friend, who was a GP, asked me to do it. So I did this. And again, a lovely, kind face.
When
you do a portrait, you get to know the person, even though you've never met them. It's lovely. And she sent me, the friend sent me a few photos of her receiving the picture after she'd come back from a run. So that was lovely. But then, a week or so later, I got a phone call from the lady whose portrait I had done.
Yeah.
And we had this just beautiful conversation.
Wow.
You know, but again, very moving that she talked, and she not in a boastful way at all, but she talked about saying goodbye to her two young girls when she went to work, and she wasn't sure.
Is she going to come back?
Exactly. Exactly.
These stories that this book is telling us all about this as well. So how did you feel when you knew that your picture was actually included in the book?
Well, in fact, it was this. I knew that something was going to be included. I wasn't sure whether it was appropriate. I just wrote to Leah as a result of an advert she put in the advertiser.
Sure.
And just simply said, you know, I've got these portraits. If they're of any use to you, you use them. So she kindly welcomed them. So I sent them off to her. I knew no more about it. So this evening is the first time I've seen it.
That's really good. What a nice surprise it is, then.
Well,
Mike, thank you so much for talking to us. I have to congratulate you on that picture. It's absolutely genius. I'm now with the chairman of the Trust, Angela Schofield. Thank you so much for joining me, Angela.
Well, it's an absolutely super evening, Mark, and great to see you here.
Thank you so much. And it's just an absolutely amazing atmosphere for the launch of the book tonight. Tell us your thoughts on the book, and obviously the team and the effort that's gone into this book is incredible. Tell us your thoughts on it, Angela.
I think the main thought is that it's really good that we've captured so much good that has come out of a really, really difficult experience for a lot of people. And it's the way they have chosen to express it. It's a range of different experiences, from somebody who wasn't able to have their wedding to all sorts of experiences of volunteering, which have been so important. I've just been talking to somebody who was caring for somebody, a patient, an elderly patient, who couldn't have her family with her during the pandemic because we couldn't allow visitors.
Sure.
So there's a whole different spectrum of experiences, and they've all got a positive element to them.
Absolutely. I think that the essence of this book is that it captures the good that changes people's attitude. The one that stands out for me is the one that Sally Marjoram did with the cards in the window. I mean, that is just one of the most heartwarming stories that people have come together in the community as well. And you can actually read all about it, that Lee has actually turned into a poem as well.
Yeah, it is amazing that I remember when we did our thank you events for volunteers. And you,
yes, I was here there.
You came to them. That so many of the volunteers would themselves have been very isolated without actually their volunteering, because
absolutely,
they weren't able to go to work anymore. Some of them had been quite isolated over many, many years, and this was their lifeline. It was the first time.
I'm one of those people, Angela.
Yeah, so it's it really shows you that it was a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful time. But there were so many positive elements to look back on.
I was going
to
say, in retrospect, that the stuff that's come out of it, that hearing good things, are all earmarked in this book for us all to read forever as well. Thank you, Angela, and Steve, obviously, for commissioning this book, because it is something really worth looking at and keeping. Thanks for joining us this evening, Angela.
Thank you.
If you're here to collect the laundry, making sure our wards are clean, scrubbing surfaces multiple times, you're incredible to me. If you're here for end-of-life support, sharing last moments as patients sleep, bringing comfort loved ones can't, you're incredible to me. If you're here to clean the windows, giving the only outdoors they'll see, clearing the way to make their day, you're incredible to me. If you're here on our community team, for adults safeguarding or 019, where would we be without you? You're incredible to me. If you're a doctor or a nurse or AHP, a surgeon or a theatre trainee, each time you step through those doors, you're incredible to me. If you're here to answer the phones, guide us all to where we should be, making sure we all have what we need, you're incredible to me. Together, we are the greatest, a family, Team HDFT. Each and every one of you, you're incredible to me.